Hello and welcome back to the Grace Fueled Wife podcast. I'm your host, Beatrice Vargas. And this week, I'm going to talk to you guys about some values in marriage. One of the things I hear all the time is communication. Everybody talks about how communication is the root of problems in their marriage. So many different types of couples counseling focuses on helping your communication, all kinds of things you can do in coaching to help give you communication skills. But there are other values in marriage other than communication that can even be more important. Let's jump right in and find out exactly what those are. Are you sitting in a marriage that feels empty? Struggling to connect with your husband? Maybe you're telling yourself you're just sticking it out for the kids, and what really keeps you in the marriage is God. If this is you, I've been there. My story is your story. I want to help you reconnect in marriage and feel cherished again. Hey, I'm Beatrice, a Jesus-loving wife and mom. I've been married for 15 years, but for the past 10, I've actually had the affectionate and connected marriage I've always dreamed of. What happened the first 5 years? Well, I was busy telling my husband all the things he was doing wrong, like how he needed Jesus and he needed to make me happy. We tried marriage counseling, small groups, all the things we were told that would make our marriage better. Nothing worked, and we separated. How did I turn it around? Well, that's what you'll learn in this podcast. Proven skills to communicate better, create more intimacy, and be a grace-fueled wife. So if you're ready to finally communicate effectively with your husband so you can stop fighting and be on the same team again, this podcast is for you. Now grab that journal and let's jump right in. So maybe communication in your marriage is actually pretty good. Maybe there's a lot of things in your marriage that you guys are really doing pretty well, and maybe you're just trying to understand each other a little better. Maybe you're really trying to look at each other and have more empathy for each other. Perhaps you want to know how your story impacts your marriage. Or maybe you want to enrich your marriage, but you don't just want to read a book, or you want something a little bit more in depth. Maybe you know you could work on some things in marriage, but you don't really need regular marriage counseling. Or perhaps you've been to marriage conferences, but you're looking for more regular input, ongoing support, and a community of growing couples. And maybe you're just tired of autopilot for your marriage. If any of this sounds like you, then do yourself a favor and check out the Marriage Lab by ReStory Counseling. That's ReStory.life/thrive. That's the Marriage Lab by ReStory Counseling. I've partnered with them, and it's really for couples who are looking to understand your marriage story better, also to build intimacy in your marriage. It's a year-long membership that you and your husband will have that will guide you towards an intentional turning towards one another. Some couples have even said that a year in the Thrive Marriage membership has been more impactful to them than 3 years worth of marriage counseling. So check it out. That is the Marriage Lab, and that's going to be at ReStory.life/thrive. Now, here's the kicker. If you enter GFW in the coupon code, you'll save yourself $20 a month on your monthly membership. I'm really excited to have partnered with ReStory Counseling on this project. The doors close April 7th. So if you've been thinking about it, we're really running low on time for you to join in for the 2024 cohort after April 7th. That's it. It is done. You've got this short window to do it for the year. I'm excited for you guys to have this opportunity. Now we can jump in for the rest of our content. Now, when you hear me talking about other values in marriage besides communication that are going to be very important, a lot of things may come to mind. Or you might be thinking, what are you talking about? Without communication, we don't have anything. Well, let's really get to the bottom of what I mean. So in a marriage, you can have poor communication. But without this, you have a disaster. You have no foundation to stand on. There is nothing that can be rebuilt. You cannot move forward without this in your marriage. So I'm going to go ahead and say that this thing is the number one most important component to having a healthy marriage. Not even having a healthy marriage, but having a functional marriage. Without this, your marriage is dysfunctional. Without this, your marriage can't move forward. Without this, there's no amount of therapy or work or whatever that both you and your husband can do to save what is left in the marriage. Have you guessed what I might be referring to yet? It is trust. Now, don't get me wrong, if your marriage is one of those where there has been a break in trust, it is still possible to rebuild it and get back to it, but you can't move on without rebuilding that trust. Because without trust, you have a disaster. And that's because without trust, you can't have safety. If we are working in a marriage on restoration, let's say there was an affair and we're doing some recovery work, even if it's something as simple as an argument that happened or a disagreement, without trust, without you knowing that your partner is a safe place, without you knowing that your partner loves you, without you knowing that your partner is not going to go out and have an extramarital affair, then you're not going to be able to communicate anything. You may want to communicate a lot of things, but you're really not going to be able to get anywhere in the marriage. Trust is going to be one of the essential things in a marriage. When a marriage starts to break down, rebuilding trust is one of the first things that we need to rebuild. The next thing I want to say, and this is related to trust, is also going to be intimacy. So trust and intimacy are like hand in hand. We're talking peanut butter and jelly. They go hand in hand, because without feeling this emotional safety from your partner, then yes, there is going to be this issue of intimacy. There is going to be this issue of disconnectedness. You need to build that trust in order to build that intimacy. Again, both of these things are going to be even more important than communication. So I find it funny because there's several different types of marital therapy that are out there, and what they will do is focus solely on communication. You'll learn reflective listening. You might learn how to give an I statement. You might learn all these tools and all these tricks and all these things to really help build effective communication when, yes, communication is important, but without hitting these deeper, more foundational issues like trust, like intimacy, communication is just icing on the cake. That is just an extra help. It's not going to really get you anywhere. I know this because as I'm coaching clients and giving them these same communication skills that they came to me asking for, if their marriage is lacking these other things, if their marriage is lacking trust, then it's going to be lacking intimacy. And a lot of times the communication work that we've done will fall by the wayside, because maybe they'll forget all the lessons that we've done because their husband goes ahead and does something that breaks their trust, which will lead them to a reaction instead of a response. And then they come back to me and they'll say, I kind of messed up this weekend. He did this thing and it upset me. And then I reacted and I had this big reaction. And now here we are again. And we're in the midst of another argument. And I got to de-escalate. I got to work with her. And I got to remind her all the skills that we learned. But ultimately, when you see coaches out there advertising that they can save a marriage without any work being done by the husband, all of a sudden people are like, ooh, they're really intrigued by this idea. Yeah, I want that. I want to do something because my husband's not involved in what is it that I'm doing. I think that's how a lot of you have found me. But in the end, and you'll notice, if you watch the comments, you'll notice a lot of people are like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. You can't save a marriage. You can't work on a marriage if only one person is making the change. And these are the issues. This is why. Because trust becomes so important. Intimacy becomes so important. So Whereas a wife can work on her communication skills and a wife can work on intimacy skills. Yes, absolutely. There is so much that a wife can do on her own before we get the husband involved. But in the end, if you want to see real change in a marriage, ultimately, there is going to be something on the husband's part that will have to change. And you'll see, if we do all the skills right, a lot of times you'll see the husband come around. But if there is no trust, if there is active infidelity, if there is a separation, and the husband doesn't feel like he needs to be faithful to his marriage vows, there's going to be, right there, those are going to be real counterindications for the work that we do. So whereas I can coach somebody on communication skills on their own, I don't need both the husband and the wife in the room to coach somebody on communication skills. We can go through that together. But without a basic level of trust, where does the marriage go? So perhaps this is you. Perhaps you want to be coached on your communication because maybe you're in the midst of a separation right now. And you want to be able to communicate effectively with your husband in the few times maybe that you do speak. Or maybe you're not separated and you're together and you want to be able to communicate effectively at home. As long as there's mutual trust in the relationship, there's things that we can do alone. Now, if there isn't and there was something that the relationship needed to be reconciled for, that's where I would say we're really limited as to what we can do without your husband. So I say all of this to help you to understand that even though we think communication is always the most important thing, it's really not. Right? There are some basic other things like trust, like intimacy, that we would need even before communication becomes important. Hey, love, I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you found any value in it, any teaching, any transformation, I encourage you to share it with a friend. Click the link, go ahead and share it with a friend, text it to somebody, share it on Instagram, tag me at The Grace Fields Wife, any of those things, or maybe even write a review. All those things are really the best way that you can thank me, and it helps the show to get found by other amazing women just like you. I love you, and I'll see you on Tuesday for another episode of The Grace Fueled Wife.